With me in the studio tonight is an amazingly talented young man who's not only so talented, but so sweet. He's such a nice kid, Josh.
Thanks.
Now, you were here a little over a year ago.
Yes.
And nobody really knew who you were. You know, I would say, Josh Groban's going to be on the show, and people are like, who? Scratching their head. And now I just got this article that said that your 40-city tour sold out in less than 30 minutes, 28.8 minutes.
It's incredible. It's been an incredible experience this last year, especially since I was last in the studio. I had just done Oprah, and I was so sick when I came in here. You were the last interview I did before I got my tonsils taken out. So, as you can hear, I'm feeling much better. No, I'm kidding.
Were you afraid to do that? Were you afraid it was going to mess up your voice?
Extremely afraid, yeah.
I mean, that's got to be terrifying.
Anytime you're putting knives down your throat, and that's what you do for a living, you can imagine it's a little scary. But
I still have my tonsils.
Do you really?
43 years old, because every time I get tonsillitis and they want to take out my tonsils, I'm like, I kind of need, like, my voice the way it is.
Yeah, exactly. You worry about that. You know, I think it's... They told me it would only help. It would help my breathing. It would help, you know. It's like having these two monsters in your throat that are just closing you up at all. They were monsters. They were little devils, and I wanted to get them out. They were terrible. Every time I flew, I'd get sick. Every time I sang, I'd get a sore throat. It was just at the point where my doctor looked at my throat and said, these have got to come out, or you're going to be miserable. So
did you get to eat ice cream for a week afterwards?
I got to eat a lot of coffee ice cream. That's my favorite. And so everybody sent me coffee ice cream.
Ben and Jerry's coffee, Heath bar coffee,
absolutely. You know, I had all that. You know, anything that washes down the Vicodin. But that was good stuff for that first week there. But... No, it's been amazing. I felt like my breathing when I sing is great. I felt like my range has improved. My stamina has improved. It's really the best thing I ever did for my voice.
I'm still not going to go out.
If you don't need them out, you shouldn't get them out.
Like once every 5 years I get tonsillitis.
I wasn't singing with them, so you know, might as well get them out.
That's right. So now you're going to be on this huge tour going all over the country.
Huge. Yeah, it's a little daunting, but it's exciting. You know, I've been planning this tour now for the last year, really, and we'd scheduled it for different moments in time, but with all the promotion and with just the role that the album went on, it just kind of kept going, and we didn't have time to actually do these concerts. So finally, with the release of this new album and with this tour, it gives me the opportunity to finally get you know, closer to the fans and allow them to see.
Real close.
Real close to the
real,
fans.
Real close.
Real, real close. You know, visit every city. You know, there's definitely the group of fans that I see at every single event. And no doubt I'll see them at some of these concerts. But
I'm surprised you don't see them outside the studio right now. We did
this interview in top secret.
You came in the cone of silence. We ushered him in under the umbrella.
I had a hockey
cone
mask on and
Your fans, Josh. Janie and I were talking about this. I mean, we have a lot of fabulous artists who we get to know and spend time with.
Yeah.
And it's always fun to see the fans that attach themselves to that particular person.
Sure.
Your fans, your fans are like beyond... I mean, the word fans comes from fanatical.
Absolutely.
But they should be called OBS for obsessed.
OBS, yes.
They live in a cyber world called
Grobania.
Grobania.
And I am their king. Yes.
And they have like
don't
this
be
whole...
afraid, Delilah.
Okay.
Just give in.
Why? No, they're like this.
they're very excited. You know, they're. I think that they're enthusiastic.
A 60-year-old woman that cares for her aged parents spends $6,000 at a charity event to talk to you on the phone.
You know, it was a good conversation. We talked about a lot.
We talked about
life and love, and it was really a good bonding experience. It was for, and most importantly, it was for charity. You know,
they're giving, and praise God, absolutely. I think that's great, but
they're doing wonderful things, and they're very enthusiastic.
These people like give up. They give up their vacation time so they can spend every free moment that they've got going to your concerts around the country.
Well, I'm giving up my vacation time to do those concerts, so, you know, I don't have a whole lot of sympathy.
They're awesome.
They're amazing, yeah.
And they're very sweet.